Go through the text a little bit and see what you're talking about here. Says Om Ahon, the three syllable Om Ahon blesses body, speech, and mind of all sentient beings. So Om Ahon. Of all the refuges in samsara and nirvana, vast as a space. So during these pujas, during this sadhana, you imagine whole universe and you making offering and throwing party and giving gift. Idea, yes. And says the coessence in a powerful, wrathful, vidyadhara, pema, tuntengzar. Wanda renzen pema tuntengzar. The phenomenal world is totally perfected in his body as the Buddha mandala. Chukunan zijerva. So it's the actual as well as imagine that everything's perfect. Once in a while, you have to imagine everything's perfect. It's very difficult to do, but. We take refuge in order to liberation all beings from samsara. Just like us, each one of us need help because we are maybe confused or maybe we are experiencing suffering. Likewise, all living beings in the universe, you have to be embraced and think about them. On the ground, alaya, on the ground alaya of the sufferer, Bindu, the supreme secret clear light. So Sanju was this particularly visualizing here, we give birth to the bodhicitta so that all beings may purify three obstacles. So obstacle, inner, outer obstacles, and then secret obstacles. Next part is attain the self-accomplishment, bindu, body of body, speech, and mind, and youthful vast body of the your version. So idea is may all living beings stay in youth. No so much antique roadshow. You know, antique roadshow, you make a lot of money if you have antique. They might surprise you. They might tell you, oh, 50,000, 100,000, and you just heart attack and you don't know what to do with that. Next, I pay homage to the innate, natural, unfabricated awareness. I present the offering of clear light, free of death and limits. I confess within the vast expanse, the sameness of samsara and nirvana. High-level realization, high-level experiencing can say samsara nirvana is the sameless. Sameness or no difference, basically. I rejoice in a great exhaustion of phenomena beyond intellect. Lodra chuse chimbu ji, you know. I supplicate you, please turn the wheel of Dharma of spontaneous great perfection. In the planet Earth, the good teacher, good student, and a good teaching is almost non-exist. Although there are many, many followers, there are many, many teachers, there are many, many teachings going on, but genuine. So that's from that perspective. Most they practice, intellectual things. They fail to go beyond intellectual. I supplicate you, please turn the wheel of Dharma of spontaneous great perfection and stir the samsara from its very depth. Samsara is something we need to remove. Suffering we need to remove, take away. I dedicate the merit to reaching the far shore free of threefold limiting conceptions from the surfer of primordial body. Then there is no translation here. Basically, Ramyankang, from within the emptiness, the burnt substance which we burned this morning, we try not burn the shrine because this is only what we got. And if we don't have this, you don't have a lama, and you don't have this group at all. So, with this shrine one, bring together. So it says, within the emptiness, the burned substance are transformed into the amrita of stainless wisdom, which diffused a pile of clouds of desirable qualities, blessed with the three syllables, spread, repeat three times. The sky treasury mantra, ahum. And we did this mantra recite. Page 6, inside a vessel made out of essence of the precious gem, the samaya substance delighting worldly senses. Through the blessings of the wisdom amrita, three syllables, the swelled essence offering of the phenomenal world, they are presented to the lamas, yadams, dakinis, the dharma protectors. So, if you have all those good lamas, you can all important. You can see how important. If you have yadam practice, how important. Dakinis, dharma protectors. Dharma protectors means if you are genuine spiritual person, then dharma protectors are always accompanying with you. They like to protect you. But if you are puni, is the word puni? If you are puni protector, not so much protect you because they know there's no word to protect much. And that goes with the lama and the student. Have to have a genuine. To as many Buddhist mandalas as are found throughout the 10 directions, there is a countless if you know what I'm talking about. There is a none for you if you don't know how to find. There is everywhere if you know how to find. In the Jambuling, Lord of the land, the six kinds of beings. Six kinds of beings, we already go through six kinds of beings. Six realms, six kinds, maybe same thing we're talking about here. Karmic debtors, and particularly those who steal our life and the life forces. There are some thieves that steal money, other thieves that want to steal your life force. They're not interested about your money or your paper or your position, things you collect. They're only after one thing, life force. So this type of practice also prevention and help. That was the reason I'm reading here. It's called kind of beings, karmic death, and those who steal our life and life force. To those who send illness, one person or one sentient being mistake something, throw out, it become poison for others. But we also depend on each other, so it's very difficult to figure out which one has a one kill you and which one rejuvenate you. You have to figure out. To eliminate elemental who creates obstacles, we see no water, it's obstacle. Little water, it's also obstacle. No fire will be obstacle. Fire is obstacle. No air is obstacle. Lots of air is also obstacle. No food is a big problem, but lots of food is a major problem because we get bigger and bigger all the time. So it's there's no winning. Either way, there's a lot of problems. So interesting life. Life is very, very interesting to me. Those who send illness to elementals who create obstacles, to those who send bad signs in our dreams and all omens. Bad omens is a bad omen because we are believers. Good omens are good omens because we are believers. Once for all you don't believe, then it doesn't bother you. It doesn't bother you. If you don't believe, it's no big deal. To the 8 types of demons. See, you're dealing with the 1, now you have to deal with 8. 8 types of demons who master malevolent magical disciplines. What's a malevolent? What does that mean? Very evil, evil? Oh, okay. To those whom we owe karmic debts. We owe karmic debts, and Panipat is that people refuse to pay anything. But we don't realize how much we owe others. That was a part of reason. Be generous all the time. You have to be generous. You never run out of things you can give. You never run out. It's something natural. You can find a piece of flower, piece of wood, piece of shell, something. And somebody, you might not like that what you have, but somebody really want that long time ago. Waiting for you. Karmic debt is a you need to pay. That's the reason why we need to help poor people, why we need to make offerings of Buddha Dharma, why we need to share what we earn. Why? Because karmic debt, you're paying karmic debts. Karmic debt, debt, D-E-B-T-S, debt of food, housing, wealth, to demons who master obscurations. Demons are more and more powerful because when you are more and more vulnerable, when you are more and more guilty and you've done something bad, then you feel. I'm not teaching you, you do have to feel bad because you already, whatever you're doing, it's a plenty. So I don't really have to add more at all. You don't have to feel bad. You just take whatever you're doing. Who cause insanity, word insanity, what does that mean? Crazy, insanity. Problem is I haven't run into enlightened being much. I run into some less insanity, yes. But the majority, all I run into is insanity, like insane. The people are real crazy. That's what I run into. They might be up there somewhere. You can't really communicate one-to-one at all. Our communication is, I'm shooting directly, but it go in this direction. And their communication is shooting my direction, but they're going in the opposite of that direction. That's how we communicate each other. Interesting. Who causes insanity, male, female, and demons. Demons who cause fatal. What's a fatal?
Deadly.
Fatal accidents. Who live in the cities. All demons. By the way, city is not so city. Although city, some cities have more demons are piled there or more crowded. But the city is not necessarily have the city. Even open space, they have a crowded demon city. So, very interesting. And I'm trying to negotiate this land around here. Says we live, coexist, and harmony, and throwing party. So hoping they're happy, we are happy in this environment around here. That was the reason why we did the puja practice here. This sadhana is. So, all demons, karmic debts are repaid in a red blasting flames. Lencha marpo mele sakdembar. So, karmic debts, when you pay up, they burn them in a fire. And that was the reason there were fire burning. It burned so much, but a house on the fire. So that means we do have a karma. Otherwise, intention is not to burn the fire. Let and smoke come out. And a smoke offering is what my intention was. And a fire came out. In fact, it was burned so fast, but I can't really put it up. So we have the doors, the windows open in case you have to jump out. So it says, karmic debts are repaid in red blazing flames. That's what happened this morning. Whatever one wishes for, arise and fulfill senses. For as long as a space remains, may these desirable qualities be inexhaustible. All evil deeds and obscuration accumulated in three times as well as impure offerings to the three jewels. There is offering, pure aspect offering to the Buddha Dharma. Something you think that is appropriate to make offering to the Buddha Dharma Sangha. And that's how you do. Also, when you give a gift for others, something the most valuable that you really attach to is good gift for somebody. Not necessarily pick up something you realize you're never going to use it. Or is it useless because it's not good? And then you give them now. Although I know that Salvation Army or the Goodwills, we give things we're not going to use. You don't give them your best cloth, your best iPad or something. You're not going to give them that. So, humans. But it says that give the appropriate and special things you need to give them. Okay. And next one is as impure offering to the three jewels, no good. Pure offerings. Or to the dead. D-E-A-D. Deads are all purified by this gift of burnt offerings. So the fire puja this morning may purifying this. Everything is not so pure than pure. Each flame is in autumn, A-T-O-M, autumn, containing the phenomenal world. Inexhaustible mass of Kundzangbu cloud offering. Kundzangbu cloud offering is the bodhisattva, when they make offerings, it's full of between space and earth. That's a big offering, where humans, pieces bring that. Little pieces. So that's the difference between bodhisattva offering versus a human offering. Big difference. So Nesbat is an inexhaustible masses of Kundasambu, clouds of offering, completely pervade the pure Buddha lands. So offerings as big as the land of Buddha's bodhisattva. Wow, that is a big offering. Flames radiant five colors offering, clouds of wisdom pervading the six realms of existence. Because the karmic death is old, then all six realms. So all the six realms, we have to distribute our offering. We can't just do only pure near and dear one, you make offering, and the rest you just say, I don't care. You can't do that. So all six realms, pervading the six realms of existence, even the lowest is the hell realm. Lowest is the hell realm, but some people experience hell right on planet Earth. Doesn't even have to dwell the land, go to hell realm at all. They can, the hell realm is available on the land of where we are walking and talking. The three realms of the samsara are liberated in the luminosity form of the rainbow body. May all beings attain the very heart of enlightenment. And we are not done half. We'll do some other time. That's enough for today. So let's meditate. And we meditate. During the meditation, you're making happy all visible and invisible around this environment there by making smoke offering. You're making offering to Buddha's bodhisattvas. You're sharing your merit and wisdom, compassion to all six realms. And those are the key point while we meditate. So, anybody have any question about Fire Puja? Do you have any questions about the Fire Puja? Did you like it? As long as the shrine will not burn, we will like it, right? Okay. Yeah. All practice are appropriate practice for all practitioners. But individuals, they have their own preference. It's infinity. Infinity means so many beings, countless beings have a countless different preference. Yes. That's my answer, yes. Well, back in 2 years ago, that when I first we bought, I always wanted to do elaborate fire puja. So never ever to do elaborate one. Although we did some fire puja, but we did not do more. This particular sadhana, and having found as a translation well, and it just slowed me down. So finally, I found the translations, and then because of thinking about that for 2 years, so it's a pile up, and it's a time to do. And actually, we need to do this is indoor one done. We need outdoor will be all circles, and then all bigger smoke offering without lamp goes up. And then we circle, and then there will be standing everybody with sadhana we will do. And then we will also burn the food, and then it will be lunar calendar coordination with a good days, pick it up. So it will be outer because the sound of the mantra, we don't know how far it go. Maybe some can hear maybe few miles, other may not hear few feet. And then also the smell of the pyre offering may be available for many miles for some, but some have to be very close, otherwise can't hear, can't smell anything like that. So the outdoor will be more open, more bigger scope that we need to do. And reason we did indoor is because it's so wet outside, and worried that it might be poor water again. That answer your question? Yeah, we're gonna dig in the earth for foundation or stuff like that. Not so much putting two toilet. And then now we have bigger project, and I want you can choose there's two choice for everybody. We can freak out and not participate. That's probably easiest choice. Or we can get excited and get involved with that new Shine Room project. So I need everybody work on your material resources that together we can build something here and we can name them and consider it. That's the gift for the Texans for many generations for future. So that's something I wish everybody will participate, and everybody brings, they say, one person bring a window frame, other person bring a door frame, another person bring a one brick, and then another person bring a pipe bricks, and together we can build it. It is obviously nobody taking advantage of here. Every penny that we're going to put on this new Gompa, we should have a good record and make sure that everybody, what they put, going in the right direction. Right now, we have zero, by the way. So it's a hesitant to ask Karmapa, even though he offered us, he said, I'll design the Gompa. We ask, we want to thinking about build the Gompa. Will you give us a permission to do that? Are you interested about that? After all, you are the lineage holder. That's our intention to ask that. But really, we couldn't ask too much question at all. First few pages, he says that this is too orthodox or old style, antique roadshow. And he says that this is old style. You have an old mentality, like an old Tibetan style. We're going to do something. I will do. Then he began to say, I will do. Not so traditional, but traditional. But much less money as far as the traditional structure is too expensive. And he volunteered. And we didn't get a chance to explain anything. I presume he understand inside out. We just kind of then I noticed our group clapping hand because of what he said. Everybody clapping hand. But the clapping hand comes with a price. Now, as soon as these two toilet flashes, I don't still know if it will flash or not. After pay $50,000 or more. Once it's flashing, it's working, we go like this, oh, it's working. Then, I'm not pay attention here too much. I'm pay attention on empty spot here. And that means if you are there in front of Karmapa in his interview room, upstairs of KTT Monastery, the seat of the 16th Karmapa, he established, if your clamping hand, it comes with a price. It comes with a price for you and me too. I was there. So we have to come up with a little money. Say, this is the foundation of the Gompa. We have to come up with that. And as soon I will send you a letter. Don't get surprised. Even you have to borrow money, you cannot really say no. Of course, you can always say, hey, I'm out. But I hope you don't do that. For the sake of the lineage, sake of the Dharma, we're going to put some money. And that money, we're going to ask somebody, please match. Please match. And then slowly build. If we don't raise $100,000 or to start with something like that, we can't ask Karmapa, give me a letter. Give me the architecture. Well, they say, how much money you have? We're going to say, zero? I'm worried he might ask you how much money you got. So let's have a little money. At least it's not zero. Then we can approach him. That's maybe thinking about that way more. So therefore, you will get some letter. And that doesn't mean that the only people who clap hand in front will come up. But the KTC, members of the KTC and friends of the KTC Dallas, you all notice that we all have to do something about it. Together, each person brings one brick. That's a lot of brick together. That's just an analysis, example. So we're going to work on that as soon as the toilet flushes on this side. Thank you very much. And one more announcement. You might not like to hear this, but I want to tell you that bring all the things you're never going to use it for now. Next week, garage sale. Members of the Dallas KTC, all of you should try to come. If you can't come 4 or 5 hours, can you come 2 hours? 1 hour? It will be wonderful to get to know each other, talk to, and raise little sell things. Notice that some people bring things and also folding things nicer. So the people come, they also see it's a nice fold that they want to buy. If you just toss it there, they don't want to buy. It's the same cloth, same thing. But if you put nice, it seems like people have an idea, nice. Somebody, they pay money. So you have to display nice with that. And please bring your things. Two reasons. One, social gather, get to know each other. That's one reason. Other reason is your room, your closet, all much cleaner, more room there, because you take the things out. Please, everybody, bring things. There are not many lamas begging, says, bring, clean your closet. I'm the only one. Most lamas, they don't go to garage sale. They don't go. They don't even go state sale. They say, if I want something, I'll tell somebody, they will bring me. This lama have to go to state sale to get things for your center here. And this is our center. This is our group. Whatever we do, it's going to be history. Don't forget that. So members of the Dallas KTC, be a good member, responsible member. Responsible member is not just only you pay membership, but also some of the participation as much as you can about activities. Other part of the members of Dallas KTC is each one has a different skill. Some are good in business, some are good in computer, or some are good in landscape. We really need a little bit extra your time and energy in order to prove our secret ground here. This ground belongs to you and I, belongs to us. If we don't take care, nobody going to come here and take care. We really need to create a secret area, this. So look nice, landscape, everything need to improve. Don't run out of your energy. First week, you too get excited. Second week, you slow down. Third week, you disappear. Don't do that. I want you to come slowly, but more and more, I see you more in terms of practice, in terms of activities, in terms of improving this landscape. This is not Lama D. Dorje Center, by the way. Some people think maybe he's a desperate, he's gaining something. This is not Lama D. Dorje Center. For time being, I'm here. It's Karmapa Center. It's KTC, Kamakaju Center. And it belongs to Kaju lineage. And it belongs to community here. It belongs to community. Lama Di Dorje, when he disappeared, I can sign you that anything you see around here, it will be here. He's not going to take. In fact, his body he can take care of. Somebody have to drag them and burn them. Just let you know, my limits are. It's not you're making me rich or anything. Even if we have a $10 million property, it's nothing to do with me. If I have 10 cents and $10 in my pocket, that's all I have. Just let you know. Make sure, don't confuse that part. So, you are with, you're in, or you are out. It's coming soon for everybody. And either way, you will survive, I will survive. But we all have choice to make.